Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. So good being with you today, along with Kai Cole, who's my my co-collaborator in wisdom and awareness and insight. And actually, you fulfill the cycle of the relational brain, relational soul together. We're much smarter together. You know, I was just thinking, Kai, I was traveling about 6 hours a week. I was going to see someone. I was doing some work around making some new connections with my brain. And I was just thinking that the show is going to be about spontaneous healing. With spontaneity, we're going to dive into that today. And it's really a way of life. I meet with people, and this woman had offered me to do this series. And one of the things that she said to me, Kai, we got a great program today. She said, you know, what happened with you is you had a twin, and this was very common back in the 50s. She was telling me that a woman could be pregnant and have a twin and not know it, and then one of the twins could pass away. And she goes, she said to me after one session, she said, that's why you bond with people. That's why people feel a sense of such deep family with you. And I was just pondering it contextually. Like the context of something kind of means almost everything. So, for instance, if you knew, you know, that you were going to heal, that something was going to happen, you weren't going to even go back to normal, but there was going to be another whole level of vitalness and awareness and wonderment, it would kind of change your relationships to being locked down by the symptoms. So when I thought about spontaneous healing, and I thought about how wonderful Kim Chi Moy and Resonance and Resonating, I realized the other opportunity is that when you're moving through something that seems so imprisoning and challenging, you know, whether it's my acupuncturist daughter's been going through just such a tough time around asthma, we're talking this morning, but you could see that the light could be, the opportunity could be that there's another level of well-being, there's another level of attunement, touching, and connection that's unfolding. That, and in some sense, what spontaneous healing is, and I'm also introduced Kim Chi right now, Kim Chi Moyer, resopath. Now, what does it mean to be a resopath? Kim Chi travels the world as our vibrant traveler, our vibrant living traveler. I want to give you a moment I just was inspired, Kai, to introduce Kim Chi in a sequence. She travels the world to share with you what she discovers with different people, indigenous healers, information, like in Germany, God knows, they have another whole level of medicine there, including the new medicine, which is all about emotional and spiritual connection and how to free yourself from shock. She travels as an experiential journal, should be reporting and sharing her experience, opening up, going beyond the looking to the seeing. She's also our featured speaker at the Vibrant Living Summit, which will include energy medicine. I'm sorry, vibrant medicine and vibrant movement. And also joining us in a few moments, Dr. Noam Shirley, who, by the way, he's not just brilliantly trained as a neurosurgeon in Western science. This is a man who's opened his full brain and heart. He's become a very close family member to me. I'll be sharing a little about that today. So context, I wanted to just say, Kai, it's the meaning in what we see. It's not just the symptoms and the conclusion. It's like the meaning that if a person could see a new world of health, a new world of well-being, a new world of wonder, it would change so much. And so much of the language and the assumptions of medicine keep us put us, in a sense, put our attention away from what matters, right? It puts us away that we're living in vital energy, and that as we resonate with things differently, it sets us up again and again, not just for ourselves, but for our family members and our friends, for ongoing spontaneous healing. How does that speak to you, Kat?
I like how you mentioned momentum that comes along with the spontaneous healing. They're not one-off. As you like to say, it's not just bagels on Sunday. It is a growing relationship with healing that can happen over and over again.
Yeah, and again. You know, listen, I don't know. Norm, you there? Oh, Norm gets here. So, Kimchi, when I was... Oh, not yet. Thanks, Chris. But when I was going through, I was falling. I basically felt like I fell out of this world. I just felt like I fell out of this world. I stopped seeing color. And really, I had known Norm. God knows, 20 years. But really, we were in the same cycle. Norm's wife had passed away, and I had this, you know, my wife had kind of, we had this what I call a relational tsunami. But the tsunami for me was, in some sense, everything that I had done, because people knew me as one of the pioneers in coaching, and nothing I did worked. And I want to say what was passed on to me, I want to pass it on to you guys. What was passed on to me was, there was a magazine in New York City many years ago called The Bigger Bubble. And this woman wrote an article saying that everything she did as a healer didn't work anymore. And that left her at this new place. And the new place was to kind of begin this new engagement. And so, when I was at this place where nothing worked, and I was totally, people stepped forward, and I want to have some of these people on, but I talked to them, and they would just say, Glenn, I'm going to work with you. This one woman, I was working with her 3-4 times a day. So I want to encourage you guys that when you're in something, somehow there's a relationship between resting and taking, like resting, letting your nervous system rest, always rest. Too many people are drained and they're doing more. Always rest, but to let your practice or your participation deepen with something. What I love about Kimchi's work, Kai, this idea of resonation, because what happens when we get disconnection from what resonates with us and we're not listening to the body's language. So to be able to decode and listen to the body's language, and I, from our deep conversation with Kimchi the other day, and Kimchi talked about how she had a discussion with this guy, encouraged him to be a surgeon. What I love about you, Kimchi, I love the quality of your mind that engages this bigness of how to bring to a person what resonates and how to bring them in a different relationship with that language of the body. So language, by the way, to me is everything. The language of healing, the language of the heart. So I'm in such reverence that you're with us and that you're someone who seems to be curious and engaged about what the next impulse is. So it allows us to connect with life and what resonates with us, and to not just go beyond symptoms. We've got to get beyond this idea of getting beyond the symptoms, but what's that next level of life offering you? So you can maybe move in a way, maybe skip in a way. People, I mentioned I'm a skipper, and they're like, what? I said, yeah, I skip. I do dynamic skipping. Someone sent me a letter. She said, you really dynamically skip? I do, because life just, one day, when I was going through the tsunami, I realized my body would begin to move different. It would happen 3-4 in the morning. And I called this, the only name I could call it was soul seeing, because I could see I had different movement and I could breathe into my cells. I never could breathe that way before. So when I met Kimchi, it was like, yes, yes, yes. I got to work with Kimchi forever, because Kimchi told me privately her password was vibrant living. So Kimchi, I just want to say it's such an honor to have you with us and to have you assist people in your work, helping them decode the language of the body, that I'm almost speechless in the sense that this is what I think people are hungry for when they go to the emergency room. Yeah, they're having an emergency, but part of what we need to do is have them leave stabilized so they can begin to resonate with life differently. So I see our work with vibrant medicine going to emergency rooms, because when I broke my wrist, I had this conversation with the emergency room nurse, and she said, Glenn, she goes, I want to transform the emergency room. She goes, I want it to be a place that people could come, not just when having an emergency, but to discover how to live between visits. This is the vision and the energy and the impulse of our Vibrant Living Summit. We want to talk to you and be a community of inquirers and explorers, not arrogance and conclusion, but what is the next level of this, and how can we be in community with it together? Welcome, Kimchi.
Thank you, Kai, and thank you, Glenn, for having me here on the show today. I'm still in the streets of Puerto Rico walking around, so if you do hear quite a bit of noises coming on, it is because I'm outside. This country, the last couple of weeks has been absolutely is having a different energy with people coming from all over the world coming to look to see what they can do for Puerto Rico to help the island restart after the last two hurricanes. And lots of energy, lots of brains. And what I see is that when a group of people coming together with so much great intention, good intention, with a lot of brain power, we can almost like do anything. And it's amazing to see that kind of energy right here, right now in Puerto Rico, especially after it got hit so hard by the last two hurricanes. And people in the island are very much appreciative that the people are showing up and to help them out. And they were just like very happy. So I'm here. This is my last day here before leaving the island. And then in a week, I would be heading to Jordan. And hopefully the internet would be strong enough that I can connect with you on the show. But this is amazing just to be able to share with you why I'm traveling. And, of course, I didn't, you know, you never know what's going to happen in your life. I got to this point, even to be on the radio show and me in Puerto Rico, only because after what happened to me with my with the fire, with the wildfire that went through my town in Santa Rosa, it had burned out at least 3,500 structures, and my home was part of that. My home got destroyed, got burned out. Both my home and my business are gone. And in a way, it forced me to reinvent myself and to also see this is an incredible opportunity for me to restart myself and make it even better, a chance to do something that I can, at least this time around, I can affect the life of a billion people. And that's a new definition of a billionaire these days, and that is the definition I heard from Brock Pierce. He is the one that came up with it, and he said, "I want to be the next new billionaire, the one that can affect the life of a billion people." And I thought, "Wow, that is absolutely amazing." And yes, I want to do the same, enjoy the movement, and that's why I show up here in Puerto Rico. Just to share with you quickly that yesterday I got invited by this Puerto Rican healer, energy healer. He was in law enforcement. He was also a travel journalist, and he knows the island really well. And he took us, me and my partner, who also happened to be named Kai as well. So I got two Kais in my life right now.
You're doubly blessed.
Yeah, one male and one female, and they both, you know, amazing people. And so he took both of us to visit the sacred mountain where there's a water spring that came out, and this spring supposed to carry a lot of incredible healing potential that the locals just go there to collect the water and drink it. And that is believed to be a sacred water that carry the energy of a woman here named Madre Elenita. And so the local people, the people that know about this would go there to receive, to drink that water and to receive healing from the land. So I went there, we went there, particularly to connect with the land and to also mainly to feel the energy and to ask permission from the land for us to be here and to see what we can do to contribute to the island and to help the island be started. And I could tell that definitely there was something going on, because when he was doing a ceremony, you know, making offer to the north, the south, the east, the west. So basically, for him, he said, it doesn't matter what religion that we belong to, whatever our belief is, the idea is to pay respect and to make offer to our Mother Earth, right? Our Divine Mother, the Gaia, Mother Terra, that's what they call, but basically is to offer to the earth who nourish us, provide us with all the clothing, the material come from the earth itself, the food and so on. So at the moment when he was doing the ceremony and and go towards me and to offer the prayers, I was hearing just like the bird chirping, but at that moment, exact moment as he was doing the offering the prayers, suddenly the wind picks up in a way like I hear for the first time that it's like somebody is talking, nature is talking, the energy is talking back to you through the wind. And that was the very first time I got to experience that, because usually for me the wind is a wind. But this time as he was saying the prayer, suddenly it picks up. And then you hear the leaves, everything move in a way like there's a conversation that was going on. So I thought, oh, wow, that was amazing. That was very, very a great experience.
I love that line, Kai and Ariel. For me, the wind has been the wind, but not that day. Not that day.
Yes, it's beautiful.
So
that's awesome.
So we'll continue. We'll continue. We get that beautiful music that Kai picked out. Yeah, I want to tie this and connect this, because one of the things I listen to you, Kimchi, I feel you're so willing to let a life touch you, speak to you, open you, renew you, open your seeing. We'll continue to talk about spontaneous healing and allowing yourself to receive this quality of energy in your life. This big life that's beyond conclusion, and that's beyond scriptedness. We'll continue with spontaneous healing and unscripted healing.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Vibrant Living Radio Network. I'm Glenn Brooks. I wish you well today. I wish you a new beginning, along with Kai Cole, Ariel, our connection in our New York, Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey. There's so many people from New York, New Jersey, that through the years have been so impactful. As we listen to Kimchi Mari, she's a resopath. She helps people decode the language of their body. Your body is singing to you. Listening to that song. You know, when Kimchi said the wind was different, you know, over the last, I don't know, 30-something years, I've met people who have gone through tsunamis. I met a guy who was hit by a truck, and he used to bike to my health food store, a three-wheeler. And I was always,
I loved being around these people that began a new life and a new listening. It was, and very recently, someone very, very famous. He's on the New York Times bestseller list. And we were very close, Kai and Ariel and Kim Chi. And he's so renownedly famous now. But the last time we spoke, and this is where I say to people, assumptions and conclusions are the poison of relationships. Assumptions and conclusions. He always used to call me back. I didn't hear from him forever. And he calls me up, and he says, Glenn, he's a pretty renowned long-distance healer, this guy. And we're gonna invite him on. He's just become so, it's like his business went 100-fold. So he listens to my voice, and he says to me, there's something about this guy that's very unusual. If we spoke, the last time we spoke, he says to me, the last time we spoke, it was Thanksgiving in 2015. He's that kind of member. He says, you know, Glenn, I was out running. And he goes, well, I didn't speak to you. He goes, I was hit by a truck. And he told me that all his clients, he has many surgeons and doctors, they gave him protocols to do at home. And in fact, he had a profound healing. He was able to actually enter life again. Entering life again and the spontaneous healing. When you said the wind was different, I guess I hear that from people, Kim Chi and Kai and Ariel, that the wind, that the sense of things is different. I know when I came back into life after my tsunami, I felt the gift of it. I could listen and breathe with people in a different way than I ever could. Now, did I want to have it? No. That it opened something that I didn't have before. Philosophically, Kim Chi, I love when you share because I see that you're so, your willingness is so beautiful. It's so, there's the receptivity in you that to me is the essence of vibrant medicine and it's the essence of vibrant movement. And for a lot of people, they could have that receptivity, right? That openness to let the energy flow in a new way. One of the gentlemen I had on became a good friend of mine. He was diagnosed with chronic fatigue 16 years ago. And for 15 of those years, he went to a support group. Well, they all declared. Didn't have a power, that they had to surrender to the way of life of having chronic fatigue. And he said for 15 years, he went to the hospital support group, he went to his doctors, he went to his physical therapist, occupational therapist. But you see, he still operated from having chronic fatigue. And then he heard about this woman, this nurse, this German nurse. And he said he went out to see her. He said the first week, he could feel the pipes came back on his house. The energy came through. Part of deep diving and vibrant diving is this willingness to let yourself purify and open in a way you never had before and to be in that conversation with other people. That's why we put together the Vibrant Mastery Challenge, which I invite you to be part of. There'll be more about that. Kim Chi, in terms of spontaneous healing, in terms of allowing people to hear the wind in a different way, when you're sitting with someone, helping them decode the language of their body, what do you find facilitates what I'll call spontaneous healing? We could call it setting up for a new level of receptivity. You do something so profound, because sometimes you work with people up to 8 hours a day as a resopath. Is there any philosophical, you want to leave with people today something they could kind of breathe into? Because I think we asked the whole audience, and we had 5,000 people at the Felt Forum, we said, how many of you would like to resonate with a bigness, not just of getting past your symptoms, but a bigger life, a life where you felt the energy, your blood, your cells? What would you want to share? What is a couple of things you want to share that you feel might assist people who have just been diagnosed or they're struggling so they could resonate differently? They could be in touch with that body language in a different way.
Glenn, could you just sum it up the question quickly, if you don't mind to repeat that? It was a little bit hard for me to hear being out here in on the street. If you don't mind, just like repeat it one more time.
I don't.
And sum it up.
As long as you promise to me that you'll do the show sometimes and you won't be on your skateboard, I will do this. So I'm asking you, you're so wonderful. I'm just asking about the thanks for getting that, Ariel. I know Kai got it on a deeper level. I guess what I'm wondering is, it just seems so powerful that you're decoding a person's body language. In my experience,
a lot of times people get ill or they fall into a crisis, and no one, I mean no one, ever discusses their body language ever. They don't even aware the body has a language. What are two things? Because I know a lot of people are so hungry for this, Kai. Maybe a simple question is going to come from you. What do you find puts people in touch with? Like, to me, that's an amazing thing. You decode people's body language. I'm just thinking that's totally married to spontaneous healing. I just wanted your comment, or maybe just throw something that might assist someone right now, because I know people listening and they don't, maybe they haven't even, you know, they have a sense they have a body language, but how the heck do they access it?
Okay, yes. It took a while. It took, you know, I've been doing this for now, or at least in the field since I got introduced to that, to the time I practice and put it into practice every day. It's like 27 years I've been doing this, and it did not come at the beginning right away that I'm decoding the language of the body. First is the process that I have to go through to make the measurements, and then to start to get into the mechanics of it, of making the measurements. And as I make the measurements, I start to get the information, I record them. And then years after years of recording them, I start to have like thoughts begin to go through my mind, and I get ideas that were inspired me to say, check this and check that. And then soon I start to realize, why do I have these information why these thoughts came through my mind? And some of them is not even my idea. It just came through my mind and just guide me to do certain things. So again, another few more years coming by as I begin to keep recording and try to stay very neutral to let the information come through. And then one day I just realized, oh my God, I'm speaking to God. I'm speaking to the intelligence of the universe. I'm speaking to the intelligence of the organism. And as I study the body, and I know it's made up of trillion cells, and I start to realize there's a whole many thousands of species in the body co-living together. We call it microbiome. However, these species, they all cohabitating. Some are good and some are bad. Some do a lot of greatness for us, and some do harm us. Depends on which community we are growing. So I begin to see that there's an interaction going on, and then I am here now interacting with this intelligence and begin to record data. And then I start to see that I can form questions by introduce substances in. So and I start to get the feedback, and then as the time passed after years and years, and then I start to realize, wow, what I'm doing is I'm talking to the body. I am actually decoding the information coming from the body, and the body has its own language. So the language is resonance, and I am decoding the language of the body, and that's how it came. Mm. And so what I could share is this. It's really not that I have any special power or anything. I'm just like everyone else. But I think whenever any of us sit down to do anything with a passion, and if we sit down to do it more than other people, then we become good at it. So you could be a person who makes shoes, but if that's what you do every day, 8 hours a day, you make these beautiful shoes in detail, you become the best shoemaker, right? So it doesn't matter what field. Whether you're a baker, doctor, an engineer, anything that we do for a long time, we become good at it. So I just happen to sit and making these measurements of the electrical field of the body and record the data, and then get to see the result that it manifests, and that I'm able to get a quick result, sometimes very quick, get to the point, and be able to solve it in the shortest time. So what I see is this, we all have this ability. I'm not the only one. I just make it into a science to share to other people that we all have this possibility, that we all can tune in, because we are the king and the queen of our own universe, of our own body, right? And so we have we have a decision that we have to make every day. How do you want to rule your country? Do you want to use this army or the other army, right? So the good bacteria, the bad bacteria, for example. So the same thing, we are our own king and our own queen of our own country here that we can rule however or drive it however we like. So we all have that ability. We all can tune in to get that information. If we can really take the time to listen to it, and that does require consciousness, that does require intention, and that does require some kind of just really sit and tune in and see what your body vibe with. And we do that every day. I bet many of us already doing that every day when you walk into a room, a restaurant, an office. There are people you would feel, I like this person, I want to talk to him or her, or you would say, I don't like this person, I'm going to avoid this or her, him or her. So we're already doing that. And the same thing when we go to the supermarket, it's the same thing. Ooh, I like this fruit, but I don't like this fruit anymore. So we have that resonance feedback that the body already leaning towards, away from. And it just takes a skill. So I think anyone, just take the time to really tune into it. We all have that ability to figure out, you know, how to communicate with the body. And I'm just doing it. I use science to do it because I really want to prove it to myself. Does it really work? If it works, show me that you can solve problems. And I've done that carefully for the last many years, over 25 years, carefully record everything, make it into an algorithm that allow me to solve the problem faster and faster. And so I can speak with confidence that we all have that ability. It's a passion that I have. I want to share that with the world that, yes, we are, you know, from the physical body to the spirit is a continuum, and I would like to use science to connect with the spirit, to explain the phenomena of the spirit, and that we are all connected in just a big, long continuum.
You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. I'm Glenn Brooks. Along with Ty Cole, Ariel, talking to Kim Kimura, whose book is in process and will be about decoding this language, sometimes hidden, this wondrous language, this symphony that's inside of you and your partner and your children, decoding it, this hidden language, and really allowing that to tap into a level of healing. The best book I have on the topic, by the way, is Spontaneous Healing. It's one of the most profound books ever written. It's called Anatomy of the Illness. And Norman Cousins, the former publisher of the Saturday Evening Post, profound book, profound insights, and talks a lot about the overwhelming evidence of the medical diagnosis overwhelmed him. He had to really begin a life of humor, vitamin C, and responding differently. One of the most profound books on the topic of spontaneous healing, and also paying attention and not giving up your own intelligence invalidated, humanized in the medical system that sometimes misses this connection. Kai, what are you curious about based on what Kim Chi's saying? What's bubbling for you?
I love all the wonderful language that Kim Chi is using when she's talking about the body and when she's talking about the earth and how she was moved with her experience there on the island. I wonder, since Glenn had mentioned, we're discovering new vernacular to talk about both. What words coincide with talking about the earth and talking about our body, and how does that relate to spontaneous healing?
I personally believe the earth has a way to heal itself. It has been doing that for the last many billion years. I am more concerned about the human species. It is us that contribute to the change of the environment, and that is not hospitable to our long-term living and then affect the longevity of our species. So I feel that if we understand the basic law of nature, and by working with natural law, we were then working along with what nature desires to do by swimming along with the stream, when we start to come in and start to think that we can control our Mother Earth by pouring down whatever we want to pour with disregard to how it affects all the living organisms and living things on this planet, then by cutting short the longevity of other organisms and other living things, it only cuts short our own longevity. And it, at the end, we would all be part of the Earth. We will return to the Earth, and Mother Earth will then, you know, mix everything up together, and voila, and she begins a new, begin to heal herself and begin to have new life forms again. It is our human species that I think that we, at this point, need to come together to collaborate and figure out the next step, what we can do to help. Not just the planet, but all sentient, all living sentient beings, right? Which will then also to help us as well, because we are all part of the whole system. And so I just see that the people here in Puerto Rico or many other third world country in the world, when they don't have access to technologies, to supplements, you know, the wonderful supplements we have here, all the nutraceuticals and the homeopathy and isopathy and so on, since they don't have it, they have to resort to what they can find here locally from the earth or different technologies. And for them, and coming from Vietnam, this is what I see, the spiritual technology is important to these people because they need to believe in something. So they believe in the power of prayers. And power of prayers is nothing more than a very strong focus and strong intention that you generate energy towards certain one direction, right? So these people use the power of belief, use the power of intention and of prayers. And sometimes it is through their means, their ways of how they understand it. It could be that they go out and pick up some friends and then cook them certain ways and then make offerings with food. Certain food means something, ginger, garlic, maybe chase the evil away. Just their own interpretation, how certain substance has certain power, right? And they offer that to the earth and ask for help. And somehow some of them do get well and get better. So I do think that power of intention and praise is very powerful. They don't have supplements to take, right?
You're listening to the Vibrant. I don't want to cut you off, Kirsty. We're gonna go to a brief pause. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. Talking with Kimchi Moyese along with Ty Cole, the Pana of my wonderful team. They're amazing. I couldn't do what I do without them. And that's the way we're all connected. It's all a tree of life, really. We're in the tree of life.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. It's always an honor to hear from you guys. I'm looking forward to see so many people, Kai and Ariel and Kimchi, at our Vibrant Living Summit, where you could experience and not just listen, but engage your listening, because this quality of vibrant medicine and movement really opens up movement in your body. You know, I had the honor of working with Emily Conrad, who developed a system called Continuum. And what she used to say to me is when she was in Haiti, she realized it wasn't about external dance. It's really about listening to the dance and moving with the dance and then dancing in life. She worked with many people with paralysis. And, you know, on some limited level, we look at symptoms as the enemy. Imagine if your symptoms was a gift. So there was a guy, he refused to do any physical therapy. He refused to do anything. And they, what are you going to do with this guy? He just wants to sit around and play cards. And one day the occupational therapist, the physical therapist, the neurologist, they watched him play cards. And they watched his body movement. And the occupational therapist noticed his breathing. And, of course, he was doing everything that they would have liked to impose upon him, where he would have been resistant, when they would have medicated him. This ability to be in a collaborative conversation so that the vibrant medicine that exists in you and in your family, beyond this impositionalness, you know, we take our linear minds and we create opposition to healing. We create an obstruction by being disconnected to the earth and disconnected to each other. And in my new book, Divorce Dependence on Each Other, I say divorce is one of the biggest disruptors of whole healing and well-being, because we are our systems, right? We are a relational system, and that's how your body works. It's a relational system. And the more that we see that about each other, it gives us the grace and the compassion to let our partners and our families evolve together, right? Go beyond. And this is, to me, we pass the baton between personal transformation and we move to this other level on relational transformation. In the same way you give your body permission. And I just had a very dear friend of mine go through shingles. And he said, you know, Glenn, it was the deepest healing I've ever had, right? Because I notice it's Kai and Ariel and Kimchi. It's so, it requires such patience to be in this experience of healing and not want to kind of freeze up and judge it. And so relationalness and having a relational system. You know, my wife had full facial Bell palsy. Every day I got up in the morning, I would see her face. I'd breathe into her face. When she came back from the neurologist said she wouldn't have a face to move for a year. Now, that to me was needless feedback, harmful feedback. So when you're in this journey, other people have impositional feedback on their views and what's obligated to say and their graven images and the way they think it logically should be. There's a whole bunch of that out there. Once you realize within the midst of that, there's vital, or as Kai would say, there's laughter, this vital rhythmic pulsation. Feel that. Walk with your partner to a tree. Don't let the dilemma of medical imposition invade you. And it's the same thing about your job and your life. Why you feel so strange? You're listening to something that's mechanical messages that you feel obligated to go with. Your vital intelligence is beyond judgment. It's beyond what all these people are saying. And I work with people who want to be speakers. And the first thing we talk about is all the imposition, all what I have to, what I have to. You're not organized enough. You're not this enough. Imagine if you could actually move that energy through your body and live in life and feel that as a way of life. Kimchi, I love that you're sharing about Puerto Rico, because I think just every day the paper's running something on it. I'm so glad you're there and you feel that. You feel the wisdom of Puerto Rico and its healing path and the people there. And I know you're getting ready to travel to Jordan. I used Dead Sea Minerals today, but Dead Sea soap this morning. Each part of the earth, just like our bodies, has a resource of healing. And Ariel, since you're there and you've been so quiet, you've been in deep Kabbalic meditation, I just want you to say something. What's striking you today?
You know, I actually went to visit Kimchi several weeks ago to check out her resopathic medical device and her machine and her methods and how she provides healing to people. And it's really amazing just how we have something that's more than just, you know, a biofeedback or neurofeedback type of machine, but it's something that literally, you know, it's a mechanism that literally decodes the body, and I learned to see what is it that the body needs and what is beneficial and what is not beneficial for the body and the spirit, and how a person himself or herself can get to that point of resonance. And as a homeopath who, who also I work with a lot of people on a very resonant, vibrant level, in healing and in resolving, you know, long-term physical, mental, and emotional traumas and ailments and issues. You know, this is something that really struck out for me. And again, like I said many, many times before, this is something I definitely resonate with. And I think that if, you know, healthcare, our healthcare system, not just the United States, I think globally as well, I think once, you know, the shift in the paradigm of focus of healing is more in that direction, then we can, then I think we'll see more major healing differences and a bigger impact, you know, on the billions of people out there on this planet.
Thanks, Ariel. I so deeply appreciate you. Doing Kai. It's very deep for me. I wanted to share something. I want to share something I think could be useful, what you just did, Ariel and Kim and Kimchi. There was a weekend when my wife, Donna, her face was frozen, and they immediately wanted to do a spinal tap. At this point, no one locally even knew that she had any spirochetes in, and there was a concern it was in her neurology system. They went through a spinal tap, which is very painful on a number of levels. Now, I had just spoke to another doctor. See, the first thing I did was I questioned beyond the local culture, beyond what was happening locally. Then none of the people knew what to do, but they went through a lot of invasive tests. Now, if your partner's going through something and they want to do emergency treatment, I want to ask you to do this in conjunction. You could practice this. I'd be glad to help you with it. So when I knew they wanted to do this, this is a Friday night, they wanted to do a spinal tap by Monday. She couldn't close her eyes. Her face was fully frozen. What's fascinating is very few people noticed, and the people that did notice across the street say what's happening. Many people walked by and didn't notice. Who notices in life is a good thing to notice. Who's noticing? So what I did is I exhaled three times. I did this all weekend, and I did it for the next several months. I exhaled three times, and I felt her face in my face, and I felt the move in her face. I felt the movement in my face, and I would send that to her. And when I saw her beautiful, beautiful face, and I saw it moving, I would sleep and rest in that. So when someone close to you is going through something, the biggest gift you can give them is see the appearance, but see beyond the appearance. See beyond the appearance and be them. Let that vitalness that's in you and hold them in your vision. Hold your heart and exhale three times and see them. See it again. See it again. The people, I think the people in Puerto Rico that, you know, and Kai, I just wanted to, did you want to share something? I want to go back to Kimchi, but also Kimchi, when we come back to you, please, please give out your website. I had an impulse to go to you.
I'm here and I'm loving the information that Kimchi and Ariel are sharing. It's a new world, you know, that we're diving into, and I'm so happy that we have these two wonderful pioneers with us here on the air. And I am so, so glad to just continue to listen as they enlighten us.
Mm-hmm. Kimchi, thank you, Kai. Carry on.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Norm, you're late for the breakfast party. Wonderful having you here. Dr. Norm Shealy. Norm, we were...
On the,
a little late, but I...
She said...
What's that?
Central time. The thing she sent me said, oh my God, it didn't. Raise a wonderful way to work. I only read the 1 p.m.
it's okay. You're like always. We make mistakes. We it's okay. God, Norm, you'll be on again next week. We'll put another week in there. And we were just talking on the program about not just spontaneous healing, but what sets us up for spontaneous healing. And at the beginning of the program, Kimchi was just sharing, she's in Puerto Rico and she's working with some people there about how the people in Puerto Rico are very reverent of the earth and asking permission. And you know, as a neurosurgeon, what I love about you, Norm, is you've graduated to another whole part of your brain and your soul, and you're not limited by your previous schooling.
Well, I'm limited sometimes by my computer more than anything in the world. and I just read 1 p.m. period. Oh, well.
It's all right.
Well, no, here it is.
It's all right.
Okay. Well, I'll see you next week.
All right. Well, hang on 1 second. Kimchi was going to respond. How many minutes do we got to go, Kai? My studio clock is broken. What do we got? Like seven minutes here? Seven? Oh my God! That was 6 minutes. Well, I think 7 minutes. Well, the judges are saying yes on Consciousness Jeopardy. By the way, Chris, we just won. Kimchi, go ahead and give out your. Hang out for a few moments if you don't mind, Norm. Just I love having you. I love even though you're never late. You're always with us in spirit on some level. Anyway, Kimchi, give out your website. And share something.
Okay. Hi, Norm. I'm so happy that you are here. Please don't go away. I love to hear you speak. Even just share just a couple quotes of your wisdom. By the way, my website is resopathy.com, resopathy.com, R-E-S-O-P-A-T-H-Y. R-E-S-O-P-A-T-H-Y, resopathy.com, using resonance as a pathway to decode the language of the body. Back
Great.
To you, Norm.
Well, yes?
Kimchi, are you asking Norm a question?
No, just back to Norm. I love to. I know we only.
Oh, I just I love Norm too. I
to share a few quotes. Yes,
What do you want to share, Norm? What do you on the topic of spontaneous healing or seeing beyond appearance? What's your gem of the day? What would you want to share with us about that?
There's one thing that I recommend every day of my life, and it's called
autogenic
training. If everybody would start autogenic training in kindergarten, that alone would cut illness 75 to 80%.
What is it?
Well, it is repeating each time about each of these phrases about 20 times while visualizing. My arms and legs are heavy and warm. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My breathing's free and easy. My abdomen's warm. My forehead's cool, my mind is quiet and still. There are 22,000 scientific references showing that 80% of every known illness can be cured if people will practice that 18 minutes twice a day.
And yet most people go to ERs and hospitals and doctors whether they have hyperventilation or a flu. No one ever said that's what you just said is so priceless and wonderful. So 20 minutes twice a day of a conscious relaxation or an awareness exercise that really puts us in touch with the energy and, or as Kimchi would say, the language of our body.
Yes, and it would actually prevent illness as well as treat it.
What's your website, by the way, Norm?
Well, Sheely Wellness, S-H-E-A-L-Y, wellness.com.
I'm so eager to have you come to our summit, Norm, and we'll get you the right information. I wouldn't want you to be in a different part of the state. But, it's so funny. There's a new book out on optimism and the gift of showing up late. There was something about, you know, how we show up. We have a lot of judgments about what we need to do, how we need to do it. But somehow you sequentially, and by the way, sequentially showing up is such a gift. I talked to Kimchi, we're starting this 120 club. And I want you to be part of it. I want you to be part of the 120 Club because I feel like let's redefine what's possible because we have such a small gateway for what longevity is. What do you think? 120 and beyond, do you have any comments about once we have our spontaneous healing, how do we look at aging in a way that reflects spontaneous healing? What's our relationship to aging? Your ICU is young, period. I know your chronological age, some people would judge. What would you say about aging and spontaneous healing?
Well, I think it's attitude. In other words, it's not playing the broken record of poor me, oh me, oh, it is. Hey, it's another day. Let's have fun.
I like that. I think Kai said that to me yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, Kai, you going to jump in? Kai, jump and say something. What do you want to say to Uncle Norm?
Thank you so much, Norm, for joining in. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Please, don't give me the ending time next time. Just give me the beginning time.
Better late than never, Norm.
well, wait, it says in our notes. It says give them the. It's true. I guess next time your cameo is gonna. We're gonna prepare so you're the full star, the full energy of Norm. But the full energy of Norm is here right now.
Well, thank you. I've had so much computer trouble over the last. I finally got a geek to come this morning, and he's got it almost fixed.
All right. Let's schedule the geek next week as well, Kai, to get the inside story. Kimshi, there you are. Say something to Norm. What's your response to what Norm just said? Because Kimshi's traveling the world as a vibrant living journalist,
right,
sharing about indigenous cultures. What would you want to say based on what Norm just said about the exercise, 2 minutes, 20 minutes twice a day, and having fun every day? How did that hit you as a resume?
I heard something that he said is that the A habit that we have to repeat? Is that right? Like my quiet and something else. Could Norm, I would love for you to repeat that one more time for me.
We're gonna repeat it. You know, Kimchi, unfortunately, the dang clock's out, and we're gonna expand our network. We're gonna go to 10 hours a week, 20 hours. We're gonna. This is a way of life. Kimchi, we're gonna pick this up again with Norm next week. Thank you. Love you, Kimchi. Norm, thank you. Your family member. We'll hear it again next week. Next week, 1 p.m. East Coast time. Home Times Radio, Vibrant Living Network.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you from my heart, Kai. Thank you. Thank you, Ari. I love you. Stay with us. We'll be
love
and contact
Thanks.
Us, and we've only just begun.